This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the county result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. So, the only thing left to say is, are you in? Order now on the McDonald's app. And you can also get reward points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus. Rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
You're listening to the Scarf Pagara War, part of the TalkSport Fan Network, and charity partners with Mentel. For county fans, by county fans. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Courtyard Club Call with me, Russ Johnson. I'm joined by Dan and Waggy as always. You okay, fellas?
Yeah.
Oh, you sound down. You sound like you've just been slapped 4-0 away on the Wirral somewhere. That's where we're heading to straight away. So as the title suggests, we are the Scarf Pagara War. We are part of Mentel. They're our charity partner. There will be podcasts coming out very soon on those sort of subjects. And we are part of the TalkSport Fan Network. So we're pleased that you've joined us today. Yeah, a bit of an odd one this week. I say odd one. Unusual, should we say, a 4-0 defeat away at Tranmere. Let's look at the team as we always do. So Hinchliffe in net, Bristow left-back Bennett in the middle, his debut, of course, on loan from Man United, Byrne, Cass at right-back, Evans, Sars, Crosdale, Bailey, Powell, and then spearheaded by Alafi. The comment post-match from Challoner was rank bad defending. What did you make of the first half?
Shit. Next.
It was like the second half of Crewe, wasn't it? It was like the continuation of that game. Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's disappointing that Horsfall fell in ill on the morning of the game. I think that was a big, big loss. But defensively, we just look absolute rank at the moment.
Yeah, I think that was a massive loss, wasn't it? I mean, Horsfall... because I think Challoner sort of didn't say it directly, but it sounded as if Bennett was going to start. And I think Horsfall would be a much better person to have next to him rather than Byrne. Byrne is a no-nonsense, just gets on with it. Whereas I think Horsfall would sort of coach him and, you know, speak to him and talk to him and try and get him moving a bit more because, yeah, that was the biggest... Big shock. Camps being out as well. I was quite surprised at that. And Madden not starting. I thought he'd have gone. And I did with Fan Hub. I went with the same starting lineup that we started at Grimsby, with obviously not knowing the two injuries that we've got.
Yeah. So I guess the obvious question is tactically, because you know where did it all go wrong? Because I lost track of the amount of changes we made tactically in the first half. Definitely in the second half, but it was probably a bit more stable in the first half. It felt like we started off with the four at the back, but again, out of possession, Lemon Hay Evans dropped into that right wing back role, which is just not his role, is it?
No. I think both teams were poor, to be honest. I don't think, if you take them set pieces away, that game could have easily finished 0-0. And nobody would have batted an eyelid about it. I think apart from the dreadful, absolutely awful defending from set pieces, I don't think either team... I think both looked as if they'd been done over on the Tuesday night. They both looked a bit wary and didn't really want to... And I know the guy on the podcast, the Tranmere fans, said that they're a counter-attacking team. But again, I don't think they looked... they let us have the ball and we just passed it around, and there was no endeavour, there was no urgency from either team. It was as if like we just wanted to keep the ball and not concede. And then stupid free kick for the first goal. Why, you know, again, he's a young lad, Bennett, pushing Jennings in that bottom corner when he was facing away from goal, and didn't really control it, so he was going out for a goal kick. So
with Crowsdale as well in beside him as well.
Yeah.
Like you said, to give a free kick away from there was just sort of immature, you know, really. But same again, I think we lacked that ability to play out from the back as well, without Horsfall or Akil in there, or even we sort of seemed to, with Byrne and Bennett, we just didn't seem to be comfortable playing it out from the back, and sort of made the pass was wrong at times. But like you say, Jennings for me was an absolute masterclass of how to rope a dope a player in. And he absolutely, Bennett, we know he's got a lot of potential, we know there's a lot of hype about him, but I would say that's probably in my top 10 of worst county debuts. He's, you know, out of the four goals, he's for me to blame for three of them easily. And like you say, that first one, even though he's given away the free kick, which he shouldn't have done, obviously when the ball's been played, he's not involved in that, and Byrne switched off and allowed his marker to run in front of him and just tap it into the net, really. So, you know, Byrne is just as equally to blame as such, but Bennett shouldn't be giving away that free kick to start off with.
Yeah, and it kind of felt like things conspired against us, because obviously we lost Akil, right, and lots to be said about injuries this season. Then you lose Horsfall. Just, you know, was it in the warm-up or was it that morning he fell ill?
He rang in sick, didn't he?
Yeah,
he rang up in the morning saying that he was ill and he wasn't able to make the squad.
Okay.
Hopefully that's just a stomach bug rather than like a cold or flu, because you would expect that they'd have known about that. So fingers crossed, you know, hopefully that means that he should be back for Gillingham tomorrow night.
Yeah. Yeah, you'd hope so.
Yeah, it's too massive. Defence has seemed to have been the one bit where we've looked quite strong and relatively settled. I know we've sucked about with left backs and right backs, but it's generally been Horsfall, Pye and Wright, isn't it, between them three that we've had pretty much all season. And we didn't have any of those on the pitch, did we? So
no.
As you say, I think it was a baptism of fire for Bennett, but I don't think it helped having Byrne next to him.
I'll come to Byrne and Bennett in a second, but generally speaking, we've had sort of all three challenges now, haven't we? The only challenge we've not had is in the goalkeeping department. So we had forward challenges earlier in the season with Wootton. Then we've had midfield challenges with having Sars, Collar out, plus others. Now we're having a defensive challenge. And going back to what I said earlier about it conspiring, it's almost like, you know, how much luck do we need? And I'm not saying we lost 4-0 and we were unlucky. We weren't. We played, it was rubbish. And I'll go through the stats in a second because they're quite damning. But when you start with Bennett and Byrne, Bennett's just a young lad, isn't he? And his FOP mob stats suggest, you know, he's 5.6, which I think is the lowest I've seen. Oh, no, Alafi got 5.5. But, you know, it's the lowest we've seen for a long time. And you put in a young lad into a manned game when Tranmere were up for it, and they came at us from the start, didn't they?
Yeah, and they've got wily centre-backs, haven't they, which showed for the set pieces. You know what I mean? As you say, he was probably at fault for three of the goals, but he was manhandled. He was just turned around and stuff by their centre-backs and stuff. So, I don't know if we'd have fared any better. You would hope that we'd fare better with Horsfall there and Bennett next to him. Because as I said, I am repeating myself, but I think Horsfall would be a much better player to have next to him to bring him out and to sort of give him a bit more instruction of where to go and what to do. Whereas Byrne's not, he's not a captain, he's not a leader, he's a defender.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah,
no one should head it, kick it. You know, he's not a, that's what he is. He's a head it, kick it type of defender. I mean, the same again, you think with Bennett being his debut at Football League level, would it have been better to play three at the back and him on the right side, or him as a right back? And there was talk about maybe Cass could have played as centre back, or God forbid, Torre again as centre back, and having Bennett as a right back. It were, you know, like I say, we're going to be realistic about it. That back four that played on Saturday, 5 weeks ago, 6 weeks ago, you know, before in December, none of them would be anywhere near the first 11. So that's, you know, where we are with the injuries. We can only hope, like you say, Horsfall's back Tuesday, and then other players, Pie. And I think actually maybe a moment of appreciation for Ethan that he's, I think, the same age as Bennett. And if you said one of these players is a £3 million player, you would have said it's Ethan Pie all day long on his performances this year. It's for a young lad that, you know, we're just showing actually how much he's actually made this team this year.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Just to sort of cap off the first half then, because, I mean, believe it or not, I mean, it was 1-0 at half-time, wasn't it, I think? which they were on top of us. So we actually had 60% possession in that first half. They got more expected goals than us, as you'd expect. We didn't create hardly anything. Two shots, one on target. They had to their 5-3. We strung more passes together, but that's possession-based football. It was all a bit meh. And I was expecting a reaction into the second half. So let's move into that, because we did a double substitution at halftime. So Collar came on, and there was talk of him potentially starting with Collar, and I'm quite glad he didn't, but sort of wish he did now, if that makes sense. And then Torre on for Crowsdale. Crowsdale had an absolute mare. So did Cass. They got hooked, and you bring in a player back from injury, which, you know, potentially you want to bring him in when it's not such a dire situation. And then the not so great this recently, Ibu Touré. I mean, how was you feeling at halftime when you saw those come on?
Well, I certainly thought that Crowsdale needed to come off. I think the last two games he's not been his normal self. And again, is there a niggling injury there? Is there something else that's going on? Because he's just not looked at it for the last two games. And I suppose that is one of the things. If Crowsdale doesn't play well, County don't play well, because he's just there to, say, mopping up and getting the foot in and then giving it to the creative players and stuff like that more. I think it shows that Crowsdale had to come off. We needed to change it because, as you say, we just weren't at the races. Torre... yeah, he's not been playing well when he's come on or anything, has he? Certainly, beginning of the Crewe game, playing at left centre back, he's not seemed the player that was at Salford last year who got into the team of the year. You know, you look at him and you think, how have you got into the team of the year? And then you try and look at, are we playing a different system to what Salford played? Is he playing? I know he's a left back, but is he just a left back? Is he a left wing back? What are we trying to ask? I mean, certainly, him playing left centre back, we're asking him to do something that he's not done. He's not played there before.
Yeah.
And I think that was a big mistake, and it showed at the beginning of the season. So yeah, I mean, who else could we have brought on? I think that's it really, isn't it? Defensively, he was the only defender on the bench.
Yeah.
So if we take Cass off, he's the only person to be coming on.
Yeah. Yeah,
I mean, with Crowsdale, we know what his game's about. We know he's a terrier. He wins the ball back and he looks to shift the ball 10, 15 yards from him. You know, he's not going to spray 40-yard, 30-yard diagonals across the pitch. He wins the ball. He's a nuisance. He's a terrier, and he will win the ball back and he'll off it. Tranmere's game plan, if you listen to Atkins' post-match, was to keep it tight and narrow and compact. And that just stifled Crowsdale. Every time he did win the ball, he had no outlet for the ball to go to. And I think that really sort of started to affect his game in there. And like you said, that made a big, obviously, he got hooked off for that. Also, I think the first time he actually crossed the ball in the first half was something like the 43rd minute. And we, as Callan has said, our game is about crossing the ball into the box, getting crosses in and attacking the ball. Well, if we wait into the 43rd, 44th minute before we get our first cross of the game in, you know, we were on the back foot. So, obviously, he's made them changes. As daft as it sounds, the game we got as an attacking threat, we were better. But I think that just opened the game completely for Tranmere. And even though we looked better going forward, that midfield area, Connor Jennings starting to dictate, just left the back four completely unprotected. And obviously, you know, got punished for that.
Yeah. Do you think there was a bit of naivety from Challoner then? I know, you know, in the post-match, he completely blames his players, which, fair enough. I mean, that's his prerogative. Do you think there was an element from him, though, where, you know, you go 2-0 down to a Jordan Turnbull...
Pre-header.
Well, was it not a volley? The Jordan Turnbull one?
Bennett gives away a free kick near the halfway line by going back into Jennings again.
Yeah.
And then it was a looped ball, straight ball over. Collar's gone to up and head it, but he's ended up flicking it back. And then the defenders just literally watched the ball come over his shoulder and swung a leg at it and put it in the back of the net. Yeah. But same again, it's a needless free kick given away by Bennett for just going into the back of Jennings. And same again, an absolute masterclass of Jennings because, you know, he's not daft. He knows what he's doing. He wins like what Paddy does. He'll win your free kicks and he'll feel the pressure in your back and he'll go down and he'll win you them. And, you know, Jennings had Bennett in his back pocket all game, in fairness.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. No, I'm not disputing that.
I think it was a bit naivety. I think he's gone from Challoner seems to, he's changed the last, certainly Tranmere. He's gone from last season where we didn't seem to have a plan B, where we couldn't turn it around or change our formation or change the tactics and stuff. Whereas, and I think a few people have said it, is a bit trying to be too much of a tinker man. We say we seem to change formation and the way we were playing and stuff 3, 4, 5 times in that game. And as you say, you've not got the level of consistency. People are still trying to wonder where they're supposed to be sitting and where they're supposed to be playing and, you know, who's playing in what position and stuff. So I think, I mean, I can understand, you know, we're losing 2-0 or we're losing 1-0 and he wants to turn it around and wants to get it, you know, get us back on the front foot. So he's done it well so far this season. But it's just, as you say, was he tinkering too much because it wasn't going to plan? But as I said, I think the second half, we certainly started off better, but it's just that sucker punch again, wasn't it? Yeah. It's like he said, against Wrexham in the National League when we were 3-0 down. It was when we were getting on top and started to build a bit of momentum, sucker punch and they'd score and it just knocked the life out of us and it'd take us a while to get going. Look as if we're starting to get on top again, then bang, there we go again. So it was just a bad day at the office again, wasn't it, unfortunately? Unfortunately, that's two. And the wheels have fallen off. We'll be fighting relegation before the end of next weekend, and that's and Challoner needs to be sacked and replaced by Neil Warnock. I don't know.
Yeah, well, it's funny, isn't it? Because the games come thick and fast, don't they? Well, obviously, we've got Gillingham this week, Tuesday. We'll talk about that on. I've waited all week for that on the Wednesday show. There's that school of thought, isn't there? You want a match to come quickly because you can right your wrongs, but also if you're in a slump,
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Away days with County are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at Edgeley Park.
The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. You in? Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Comes quickly, I mean, a long away trip to Gillingham. Probably not a lot of fans going down there on a Tuesday night. It's going to be a tough place to go. Yeah, back to this match then. So yeah, we so obviously go 2-0 down to Jordan Turnbull with a flick on from Collar. Collar missed just before that. Collar missed a good chance. Probably harder than people are making out to be. But if he hits that, if he heads that slightly more into the corner, I think the keeper's not getting there. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely. And then as you say, 1-1's a different game, isn't it?
Yeah.
And like I say, I think second half we've had more chances. There was a Bailey had a shot which I think nearly sort of got a touch or a flick off in as well. And I think like I say it was more end to end, and like I say, that just opened. But same again. We got beat by 4-0, but we haven't been beaten by a good footballing team. You know, this wasn't like a Notts County performance at Edgeley Park. This was just a team that was industrial. Everybody had their role. Everybody knew what they're doing. They'd worked on set pieces. They identified we conceded goals, how we've conceded goals in the past from set pieces. And they took, you know, that was their game plan. And that's what they've said that was their game plan. And obviously, as we go start hunting for that goal to get us back into the game, that's just sort of played into their hands, really.
Yeah. Absolutely, it has. I totally agree with that as well. It's not like we've been pummeled by Brazil, which, based on some of the comments we got via the podcast X feed, some of their fans are saying, "Well, you know, it's not because you're rubbish. You had a bad game. We were brilliant. I think we gave you a bit.
Take those set piece goals away, and it would have quite easily have finished 0-0.
Yeah,
and I don't think either team would have been upset. If either a team had walked away there with a point and it had been 0-0, because I say, apart from the set pieces, I don't really think, did they have many shots on target?
Well, second half, let me run you through the stats then, and let's make some out of this. So again, 60% possession for us. As you'd expect, more passes, a higher completion rate of passes as well compared to Tranmere. Expected goals, they edge it with one to compared to our 0.63. So yeah, we did create more, especially with Bailey and the Will Collar. Bailey's was gilt-edged, to be fair, wasn't it? I mean, I'm expecting him to put that away into the corner. So,
and there was a one for Madden as well, wasn't there? The keeper got a touch on it. Ben's made two really world-class saves as well. I think one in the first half, one in the second half, if I remember rightly.
So again, if you just look at the shots, so 11 for Tranmere, 9 for us. On target, 6 for Tranmere, 2 for us. And big chances, 4 for them, 1 for us. So we might have had a bit of huff and puff just after half time or when those changes were made. But I think the subs, and I'm not saying it's panicky subs, but you leave yourself open, don't you? He obviously went for it to get back into the game with those two subs, and it's just not paid off.
Yeah, and I think Mutton, he still looks a bit off the pace, doesn't he? Things don't seem to be sticking. He doesn't seem to be winning as many headers as he used to, or holding the ball up. So again, as you say, we're trying to change it to bring Wharton on, which is what we did very well last season. And when he first came back after the first injury, it looked well with him. And now it won't stick to him. And for whatever reason, everything, he gets dragged to the ground and it's a free kick to them.
Yeah.
So it was, the subs didn't work as you would have thought, but I think it was, I think they had to sort of drop by then, and they were just like, oh, just get us back on that coach and get us home.
Yeah. Yeah. Much like the fans, I would have thought at that point.
Oh, yeah.
God, yeah. We've all been there. We've all been away and seen us get Dick 4-0.
So the third goal was a corner. Same again, free header. Turnbull, was it?
It was Turnbull. Turnbull's second goal of the season.
Yes, ran straight past Bennett.
Yeah.
Bennett sort of looking left and right, going, where's he come from? And he just run straight past Bennett and headed it into the goal. Same again. I think when you listen to Challenger's post-match, I think he's referred, well, he doesn't obviously name players, but I think he is referring a lot to his comments to Bennett. And it is what it is at that point.
Yeah, you sound like Steve Rusk there. Go on, elaborate. It is what it is.
Well, I didn't see us getting back in it at 2-0, to be honest, at that point. I really didn't see us getting back in. I know, you know, a quick goal from us and momentum, and we've got players that we can pile it on. But I just didn't see it. I just didn't see us getting that breakthrough goal to sort of to start building momentum and start, you know, putting pressure on them. They looked very, very comfortable, I thought, at times.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, like you say, overall, bad day at the office. I mean, if you had to pick a man of the match...
That's with Ben, doesn't it?
It's either Ben or... I laugh because he scored. Oh, no, he didn't. That was the game.
No, nobody scored. You're thinking of three.
They just rolled into one. Just rolled into one.
I mean,
it was a bad Saturday evening. I sat in the dark for half an hour afterwards. Just
I consumed plenty of alcohol. So, but same again, is that the first time we've not scored a goal since Salford at home?
Oh, now you're asking.
In a game. So it's same again. It's just, yeah, we normally score a goal. We normally get a goal, and then it's just a case of, you know, defending it. I know Challenger's mentioned about we seem to be losing that knack of keeping clean sheets.
Yeah.
Which obviously brings its own problems, because you allow them to get one goal, then you allow them to be in the game at some point. Alafi got a low score on Fotmob, and I thought it was a bit harsh because I just don't think he had any service, to be honest. No. Tanto, I really, like you say, we know that, as Challen has said, our game's about getting crosses in, and you're going to service him and, you know, give him the ball in certain areas to attack, and in that 6-yard box, and you put a ball across and he's going to attack it. But just, yeah, I was saying, a bit of a scapegoat. I think, like you say, attacking wise, I think if the defence do its job, I think we, attacking wise, we've got enough there. But when the defence is not doing the basics and, you know, giving it away so easy, I think we struggle. There is an, I would come Tuesday, does he play three at the back? Do you put Hippolyte as a right wing back, or and go Torre as your left wing back, or Bristow as your left? Yeah, so it's a lot, it'd be interesting to see who's back and what he goes for. But same again, I think Tuesday turns into a game now, must not lose. Opposed to, must win. It's a must not lose game. I think we might go a little bit more defensive.
Again, fortunately, results went our way and somehow we've managed to stay top.
Yeah.
Which is ridiculous. But I think I've seen on Twitter to the last six games, the top four or five, I think, apart from Crewe, have only picked up like, I think we've picked up 7 points. Mansfield have picked up 9.
Wrexham.
Well, yeah, Wrexham haven't picked up. They've only picked up 8 points, I think. So I think it's, you know, we're all inconsistent. I don't think there's nobody at the minute. So again, and we sort of said this before we went on our 12-game run, that you get a bit of consistency, get a bit of, you know, winning games, then you'll shoot away. And I think that's again, so hopefully, as you say, our latest problem that we've got is lack of defenders, lack of defensive partnerships, but hopefully hopefully Horsfall will be back on Tuesday. If not, hopefully by weekend we should have Horsfall back. I think Chandler said as well that Wright said 6 to 8 weeks in the courtyard before the Crewe game.
Yeah.
And Challenger says he don't think it's going to be that long. And they're talking that Pye might be back in the next week or two as well. So hopefully we can weather this defensive storm this time. But I'd say if we go at teams and we can get, you know, two goals, three goals up early on, then that does take the pressure off, doesn't it? You're not looking at the defence to try and keep you in a game. You know, and I'm not saying that we can have a shit defence, but we start just trying to score more than them. You know what I mean? We're Stockport County, we're not Wrexham. So it's just a blip, but we've not had a blip for a while, so everyone's going to have, you know, one or two a season.
Well, it shows you how balmy this division is, to be honest. You've got Mansfield, like you say, that were absolutely walloped Harrogate, which was one of the informed teams in the division. Was it 9-2 or 9-3 it finished?
9-2, yeah.
9-2. And then Mansfield go to Walsall on the Saturday and lose 2-1. And the same Harrogate, then obviously Crewe that managed to give us a beating, go and draw against Crewe on the Saturday as well, 0-0. You know, that's after Harrogate have conceded 9 goals. They go to the leading goal scorers in the division, I think Crewe are now, and keep a clean sheet. So, you know, the form table is all over the place. You look at the form table, apart from Crewe, Crewe have lost one game in the last six, but everybody else has lost two or more. You know, so anyone can beat anyone. And we will not go to the end of the season unbeaten.
Oh, God, no.
From this point on, well, I think it's same when we got, was it 14 games now? To the end of the season, I still think 86 points gets us up. You know, so yeah, it might be nervous. I just don't want to go to the last game and have something riding on it.
No. I mean, there's reasons to be cheerful, isn't there? We just, like you say, whether this defensive storm, I agree with the must not lose tomorrow night. I think if we get a draw, that would be a good return from a long away trip midweek. And then we've got Swindon on Saturday. So we can talk about that next week. But yeah, all to play for, all to do. And, you know, they'll be in training this week. And I think, you know, they'll be getting, I won't say the hairdryer treatment, but he wasn't happy, was he, Charlie?
I think he's completely just. I think there's a few people that are saying, oh, he's losing the dressing room by slagging them all off and having a go at them. And there's a few people that said that that's what cost Jim his job and stuff like that. But as I've said, I don't think it cost Jim his job. I think it was an excuse to get rid of Jim because he wanted to change it. He's brought Challoner in. Mr. Stott has brought Challoner in. It's his manager and he's got a lot of credit in the bank. And two performances like that, he's got every right to have a go at the players and publicly have a go at the players. You know what I mean? He's not done it. He doesn't do it a lot. Doesn't criticise them as much as he has done, certainly after the Tranmere game. He tends to keep it behind closed doors and just goes, yeah, we need to improve. You know, even some of the defeats that we've had earlier in the season and stuff. So I think he's got every right. I don't think there's any issues with him. He's still a good manager. He's still hopefully going to get us promotion. So it's a case of, we've got a new set of problems that we need to, and he said it himself, didn't he? It's a new set of issues, new set of building blocks or barriers that we've got to get round and got to get through. So, you know, why not? We're still up there. We're still in our hands. So as long as we finished first, second or third, you know, I'd snap your hand off if they turn around and said, right, you can finish third now. Wouldn't bother me. You'd say, champions, winning the league is an absolute bonus. And I'd love to do it, obviously. It makes it, you know, it's better for us if we go up as champions. But if we finish third, and I'm not overly bothered.
Yeah. I mean, like I say, Challen is always saying that players are knocking on his door, asking to play, saying they should be starting, and the, you know, opportunities were given. It's not just about that now. This is about having a contract in the summer. The end of the season is end of April, unless we get in the playoffs. So in 2 months' time, some of these players will be out of contract and they're playing to stay at this club. And at the moment, there's a lot of them players I'm thinking are not good enough for League One. So they've got to show Challoner that they are good enough and they do deserve a new contract Otherwise, you know, if the you know, by the looks of it, and the worst probably thing you could probably criticize them, some of them look like they're on their holidays already. So they've got to really dig in deep, and like you said, and in all fairness, you know, there's no excuses with as a manager. Challen has been there, you know, he's had a long career, and as he said, you're a long time retired, so there's no excuses that will, you know, especially in defending, that will get by with Challen and Clint Hill. So you can't escape it. You're professional seasonal players, you've got to step up to the mark.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Okay, that's probably a good place to stop and close it there. Thanks to everybody for listening. Thanks for being a patron. Your contribution really, really does matter to us, so appreciate that. We will be back on Wednesday with... We'll be back on Wednesday with I've Waited All Week For That, and we'll be back next week on Monday with the Courtyard Club Call, discussing whatever outcome is of the Swindon Town match. So that's something to look forward to. Cheers, gents, as always.
Cheers, thank you.
And I'll speak to you all very soon. See you later. It's the 90th minute, all your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Your mates already got booked for double dipping, and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.